What step are you at on your journey? And no, I don't mean the 12 steps. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sanctuary Saturday, a segment of the Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40, where we talk about that precious first year of sobriety. I'm Becca Jacobson, and this is a snippet. Gals, today I want to talk to you about our journey to emotional sobriety in terms of the first 12 months and the stages or steps that we go through. I've given this a lot of thought, and I've finally created 4 stages or steps that I'm convinced we all go through. Now, not in exactly the same time frame, but I believe this is what we go through. I'm going to share them with you today, and you can think carefully about where you're at on this journey and whether or not you're where you want to be. So in my view, we go through 4 stages or steps. I think stages is probably a better phrase for it. And I put together a visual on this if you want to have a look at it. I've added it to my guides, and you will find a link to that in the show notes. And when you do that, by the way, you're going to end up getting other guides like my breathing guide and other goodies. We won't go into the details, but just tap the show notes and you'll find a link that takes you to a bunch of resources. Included in there is this, the journey to emotional sobriety, these 4 stages that we go through. So let's talk about these. And just letting you know in advance, don't get upset if you feel like you're not where you're supposed to be. We're all different, right? But generally speaking, given the women that I've worked with over the last several years, plus my own journey, plus my training, I believe this is fairly accurate. So we start out, and I'm saying this is within about the first month, 1 month, first 4 weeks. We are just in what I call survival sobriety. In this first month, you're just trying to get by. You're just trying not to drink. Now, hopefully, you're not just sitting there alone, holding on tight and trying not to drink. You have set up the support system that you're going to use. But even with your support system, you really are just focused on one thing in that first month or so, and that is not drinking, getting past the daily triggers, and letting the sun go down on another sober day, day after day, and living in those 24-hour compartments, and just getting a feel for what it's like. So that's going to last at least the first month. From there, you can expect to move on to what I call stabilized sobriety. This will be approximately your 2nd month. All of a sudden, at some point, you'll feel a shift, and you'll start to find some balance. And this is what I call stabilized sobriety. It happens, as I say, around about the 2nd month. So it could be anywhere, weeks 5, 6, 7, or 8. But I'm thinking, generally speaking, at the end of your 2nd month, you should be feeling stabilized, okay? This means that you're not struggling every single day through the triggers. You are feeling, and you know what else happens in here, gals? Very exciting. At some point in this particular stage of the journey, you're going to realize, holy crap, I'm actually doing this. I'm not drinking. This might actually be happening, right? Because when we first start out, we're like, oh, here I go again. I'm probably going to fail again. So you start to find the balance and you realize you're stabilized. Now, those first 2 months, those first 8 weeks, that is mainly what I help women do. I have the what I call the perspectives experience. It's your 8-week group and course and community coaching program or one-on-one. I do both. But these first crucial 8 weeks is my specialty. This is what changes women's lives. Women join me. This is how I help them. It's also how I get them started in my free events. So some of my events are 3 days, some are a week, some are 10 days. One legendary is 31 days, and that's my Juicy January. And that's my focus during the live events, is to help you to understand how to get through that survival sobriety at the very beginning. But in the perspectives experience, we go through those first 2 months, and by the end, you are stabilized. You are not only doing it, but you are confident that you're going to continue doing it. So stage one, around about the first month, is survival sobriety. Stage two, the second month, is stabilized sobriety. Where do we go from there? This is where it gets really exciting. Anywhere between months 3 and 6, maybe even up to month 9, we're going to start experiencing, ready for it, gals? Emotional sobriety on a level where we're starting to actually live with some self-awareness. We're starting to not be reacting so much and responding more to life. We're not so reactive to every situation. We can feel ourselves able to hold our emotions without a drink, without flipping out, not entirely all the time, but we do start living with some stability. And it feels really good because we have learned by this stage how to use self-awareness to pull us into growth, which is a very powerful tool. So that's going to be anywhere from months 3 to 6, 7, 8, maybe even 9. And then there's still one more stage. By the time we get up there, we can expect in months 9, 10, 11, 12, what I call integrated emotional maturity. So this is where we go from emotional sobriety to emotional maturity. We don't even need the word sobriety anymore. We're not thinking about alcohol so much. We're growing as humans. And this is what this journey is all about. It's not about the alcohol. I say that in the very beginning of everything. This is not about the alcohol. And so when you get up near the end of that first year, I'm hoping that you're feeling grounded and emotionally free most of the time. And this is what I call those last 3 to 12 months, moving from emotional sobriety into integrated emotional maturity, I call higher perspectives. And this is where I help women move into these higher realms through one-on-one coaching. Mentorship is more accurate. So if you're in your first year of sobriety, the question becomes, where are you at on this scale? Do you feel as though you're even on it? Were you aware of it? And, you know, the awareness of this is really important, because then you can look at it and say to yourself, you know, maybe I need to be doing this, or maybe I need to be doing that. Maybe I need some support. Maybe I'm not being intentional enough about this journey. So do go to the show notes, gals, and tap that link and grab this visual, because it's much easier to understand when you can see it. Now, to share my journey, oh my God, I didn't go through any of this in the first year. In the first year, I was stuck in the beginning in survival sobriety for a year or more, because I couldn't find the right help. I didn't know anything about this. I didn't know I was on a journey. I thought I was just trying to not drink. And I was flipping around from here to there, mostly going to meetings. The doctor or the counselors, they'd send me over, go to a meeting. I'd go to the meeting and hate it, and half the time end up drinking again. My first year of sobriety, I was not sober, really. Definitely not emotionally sober. And I had nothing to hold on to and to feel safe, where I felt like I was growing in the direction I was supposed to be growing. That started happening in my second year, when I finally got some stabilized support. You don't want to have to go through that. It's not necessary. And that's one of the reasons I've built the programs I've built. I built perspectives for the first 2 months and higher perspectives for the rest of the year, the first year, because I don't want you staggering around, to use a visual, trying to figure out how to do this and hoping for the best. It's not necessary, but at the same time, we are 40 plus women. We are a certain particular type of human, and we need a particular type of help. And that is exactly what I've honed in on when building what I've built for you. And that includes the snippets right here, right now, gals. So grab this visual, have a look at it, consider where you're at on this journey, and ask yourself, what do I need? Am I on the right path here? How does this feel? And what's missing for me? Because there is no point in just trying your best in that first year and ending up after a year. You might be sober, but have you grown? Are you getting the freedom and joy that you want out of this journey? You don't want to just be sober. You want to be happy, free. So there it is, gals. Grab the visual, have a look, find out where you're at. And if you want some extra support, or more accurately, some extra input of somebody else's perspective on your story, The Sacred Mirror is open, and I've also got a link in the show notes to the Sacred Mirror. So grab the visual, have a look at it, think about yourself, and if you want to get some feedback on your journey, tap the link, do the Sacred Mirror, and I'll give you some feedback. And what is the Sacred Mirror? It's a simple online form, private only to me, where you share a little bit of your story through some key questions I ask you, two to be exact, and then I flip on my microphone and respond to you personally. So you got a couple of things you need to do today. You need to look at that visual, think about where you're at, and then consider whether or not you'd like some feedback on your personal journey through the Sacred Mirror. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.